Good morning and welcome. This is the first Friday of the month, and you know what that means. It means the Plant Rant is on the air, and here is Sandra the Plant Lady. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. October 1st today.
Isn't that something?
Oh, it's been, I love the fall, and it has been just an amazing, amazing fall, I think.
It has.
The weather's been great.
The weather's wonderful.
And it's, we actually had the chance to go to Yellowstone. We could have been at Yellowstone all this past week and actually decided to stay home to enjoy all the beautiful colors here. And we've just been taking little day trips to get out and about and go exploring and see some things we've been interested in and then just check out the colors. So it's been really... Just, I recommend people, even if you don't get out hiking, even just to take a drive. So,
yeah. You know, if you go for a drive this weekend, don't cut it off then. Go the following weekend because the leaves are changing more all the time.
Well, it was really interesting. So a week ago, we wound up going down the St. Croix River Valley, and we went as far as Afton. And there was no color down there. It was so interesting. Just such an extreme change from here to there. So when our colors start to fade here, head down the valley, and then need to go about an hour south, and then the color will be happening there, I'm thinking. So, well, I didn't have any questions this month. I was able to get online this time, unlike last month, but I didn't have any questions. And then as far as the community calendar goes, Glenna Farms has their... pumpkin patch going.
Oh, yeah.
And on the weekends, this weekend, the 9th and the 10th and the 16th and 17th as well, they have hay rides, apple cider and cookies. They are open 10 to 5 daily, so if you don't want to go with the crowds, you can go anytime, and they have pick your own pumpkins, or you can just buy right there from the shop. They've got other fall decor as well, and of course their little shop with cheese and craft wine and beer and their maple syrup, of course, which is good. So, and then Baker Orchard, 10 to 5, also Saturday and Sunday. Those are the only 2 days that they're open, but they are open at the orchard with apples and cider. And then Z Orchard, they're doing some fun stuff, too. They've got the barrel train rides, which I know my son absolutely loves those. So if you want to bring the kids out, and they've got the barrel train rides, they've got apples, squash, pumpkins, cider, of course, their delicious syrup and honey that they make right there on the farm. So that's what I've got for the calendar. I hope some folks got out last month and went to Abrahamson's for their fall planting workshop. And I've had an exciting week this week. So I don't know if you remember, but back in May on the show, I was talking about Ben and Katie from LTD Farms, and you had brought up and thought that it was the couple that had the bike shop on their farm. And I was familiar with that, but couldn't remember the name, and I said I would find out. Well, as luck would have it, it was really wonderful. I was actually looking up some information about Crimson Heart, the tattoo shop down east of Turtle Lake there.
Oh.
And what pops up but Silver Creek Springs?
Oh, yeah.
So it was great. Which, it was crazy, because 2 days later I went back on the website and the Silver Creek Springs did not pop up, so it was total divine timing. So this week I wound up interviewing Lisa from Silver Creek Springs.
Uh-huh.
So just to give some background for folks, so Lisa and her husband, Tony, have a farm over in Clayton, and that is still where Tony has his bike shop called the Creaky Wheel.
Yeah.
he's no longer doing much for, like, regular repairs and that kind of thing.
Oh.
But he's doing all, like, custom builds.
Oh, whoa.
So, and he's also the trail manager for Silver Creek Trails, which is just down the road from their place, and that's a 1,200-acre Barron County forest.
Wow.
With trails throughout. So on one of our daily ventures this week, we went over there and checked it out. So you can find a map on the Silver Creek Springs website. I do recommend printing that off, and people can look. We found parking. There was a trailhead at 5th Street and 6th Avenue. So I would just recommend going to the map. I'm not going to try to explain how to get there. But for folks, there's single-track bike trails, but then there's also access roads. So those are a little bit easier for walking. And it was just gorgeous. And the creek runs through. And so a great spot to check out. We didn't get to say hi to Tony. The gate was closed, so the shop was closed that day.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then this is, it's a managed trail. There's, it's biking, hiking, and snowshoeing. So it's all non-motorized, and you can, you know, enjoy it year-round.
All right.
So, and it's run by Corba, which is, I think, out of the Chippewa Valley, and I don't have written down here what that acronym is, but that's fine. So, but anyway, so this led me then to get a hold of Lisa, and oh my gosh, what a joy. We will definitely, I will definitely be, I will be having her on the show as a guest, and can't wait to do that. It'll be so much fun to have her on as one of my guests. I'm super excited. So the thing that's happening for her, which the timing was perfect, so Lisa is still doing things on the farm as far as her harvesting and processing, and she'll still do on-farm plant walks and classes. But she's opened up a shop now and just opened, just a soft opening this month, or in September.
Okay.
So she's opened 12 to 6 on Tuesday through Friday, and it's Silver Creek Herbals, and it's right next to Crimson Heart, so it's right just east of Turtle Lake on Highway 8. And she's doing, you know, she'll do herbal consultations. If you go in and say you just, you know, she can do something very informal. Oh, my knee's kind of bothering me, you know, and she'll find a salve or a balm or something for that. Or if you want something more in depth, she'll actually get like a health history from you, like ahead of time.
Okay.
And then have you come in for like a 30 to 60 minute appointment where she can do an in-depth consultation. And Lisa is fully trained. She is a student at the, and now my notes are a disaster, and I looked all this up. So let me get here. She is a student at the Midwest Herbal Studies, and she, and am I getting that right? I had something else up to look for. So I'm just going to take a breath here.
Yeah, there's no need to do it, to hurry it.
Yeah, Midwest School of Herbal Studies.
Oh.
So she's training under Matthew Elf, which has, he has a lot of experience. It's accredited by the American Herbalist Guild. And she actually right now is doing her thesis for her Master Herbalist Diploma. So she's trained as a Western herbalist. She's trained in Asian herbalism. And then integrative herbs. So she's had formal training, you know, and is about to get to one of the highest levels. And she will continue, you know, a lifelong journey of learning about herbs. So you can feel confident if you go to her and get a recommendation that she's going to lead you in the right direction. You know, I was looking at the program, which looks amazing, and they get trained in, you know, things that you don't want to mix together and things that you need to be careful of. And
sure.
So, and then she considers herself a community herbalist. So her goal is to educate people, to be a bridge between people and plants, and for them to find plants in their own yard, you know, that you can use to treat yourself.
Wow.
And even though she is trained in the Asian herbalism, and she does carry both Chinese and local herbs. She just has this strong feeling toward people using what is here, where we live, in our own backyard. So she does custom blends. She's got teas and tinctures, general herbs, you know, elderberry syrup, lemon balm. I was looking at her products online. She does both, you know, you can buy in the store, or she does have an online apothecary, and with that, you can order through that some things that maybe she, you know, because you can't carry everything in the store. I mean, you need things to stay fresh, and but you can order through this online apothecary. But what I was really impressed with as I was looking through her products is she has some body balms, you know, that you would use for moisturizing and lotion, and they, you know, have some additional value to them as well. But they were in paper tubes, kind of like a deodorant stick, but you push it up from the bottom, and then it's a totally sustainable product, you know, biodegradable. And then her products are either in glass or tin, so no plastic, which I love. I have used her tattoo balm before, which is really nice. It's an aftercare tattoo balm. But, yeah, looking at her products was just exciting. And then she's got this one. If people just wanted to try, she has a natural medicine bag. And so it's kind of like a little first aid kit, and you buy it, you know, it comes with, like, I think it's 6 or 7 different things, something for sore joints, something for itches and bug bites, a cold and flu rub, an all-purpose healing salve, an antifungal, something that helps, another one that helps if you have, like, stingers or thorns or anything. So that would be a great one for people to go to just to keep as, like, a first aid kit and to start getting used to using some of these products. But, yes, she makes all of her products by hand. She either wild harvests or, you know, she does cultivate plants as well as wild harvests. So their farm is 20 acres, and then behind the businesses, Crimson Heart and Silver Spring Herbals, or Silver Creek Herbals, she's got the 7 acres there, too. So she's got lots of land to be wild harvesting, and then she does do some cultivated things as well, and then she tries to plant like two to three new plants each year.
Really?
And then she's using a lot of the same things, you know, when we talked with Teresa Wolf about the wild crafting and wild harvesting, you know, the plantain, burdock, elderberry, the nettles, jewelweed. And then one thing I thought was really interesting, because I've used burdock root before, but Lisa actually uses the seeds. And I guess medicinally, they're better. And I just thought that seemed like so much work. But anyone who's ever tried to pull burdock before knows that getting to that root is, oh, my goodness. And then you have to dig it out, and you have to peel it, and you have to cut it, and you have to do all this. So with the seed, you take, you know, the spiny, sticky part, and you wear gloves, and she rubs them, and then the seeds come out. And she finds that a lot easier than the root, and I guess it's better. And then she makes that into a tincture. Burdock is really good for detoxing and good for the liver. So anyway, it was so fun to talk to her. I will definitely have her on as a guest. I actually have a little bit of a cold right now, so I did not want to be in the studio with anyone. So I've been using my herbs and tinctures, my yarrow tincture and my essential oils and ginger and cayenne all week here, so keeping my symptoms at bay.
So, Sandra, are all you guys that use that sort of stuff, are you all as into it as you are?
You know, it depends. I mean, Lisa definitely very, very passionate.
She's into it, yeah.
She is, and she's in love with it. And it was interesting, so she went through a career change. You know, I mean, she owns still the tattoo studio. She retired from tattooing, you know, after close to 30 years of doing it in 2018. So she wanted to pursue something different. She'd been treating herself and treating her family. And then she started taking the courses and got that formal training, you know, and now she owns Silver Creek Herbals and is running that. So she's passionate. I mean, you don't stop a career that you also loved to do something else unless if you...
They love
their farm. Her and her husband Tony, they love where they live. They're stewards of the earth. You know, there's no chemicals. There's no chemical pesticides or fertilizers or anything. And they have chickens and turkeys and do some of that kind of on the farm stuff too. Try to grow, you know, as much of their own vegetables. She works if there's things that she can't get or doesn't grow herself. She does sell some tinctures and supplements from Nancy at Red Clover.
Ah.
And then I looked into Nancy's products, and I didn't even knew I had seen her products before. But Red Clover actually is a CSA, but for herbs. So I just thought that was interesting. And right now, like, she's offering shares, but you can get a share right now, and it's kind of like a getting ready for winter, like, cold and flu package.
Oh.
So it's going to have elderberry syrup in it. It's going to probably have the chest rub, and now, of course, I can't find it, but it'll be... I'll find it again. But
you just always have too much stuff with you.
I've got a lot here. Anyway... Yeah, so their basic herbal share. So right now, this herbal share is for a fall-winter herbal share box. So she's offering elderberry syrup, winter wellness plant extract, winter warming elixir, which is also called fire cider. I think that sounds yummy. And herbal sore throat spray with propolis, which, if I'm not mistaken, is something that comes from the bees. Mm-hmm. And then a cold season herbal tea blend. So I just think this is just cool that she offers these shares and that it's herbs. So Lisa connected me, I guess, indirectly now with Red Clover. I'm looking more into that, so we might have another opportunity. And then while I was on the website for Silver Creek Springs, there was a little video on there of Discover Wisconsin, which... Mm. I had not watched before, and I've watched quite a few episodes now, and actually Discover Wisconsin is part of what inspired us to go out, and we went bumming around one day all around Turtle Lake, because they did a feature about Turtle Lake, and so they were on the farm at Silver Creek Springs, and then they did a thing about them and about the bike trails as well, and... I also then, through that, got introduced to Greenlight Farm, which I had not heard of before, and I did an interview with Maggie Sheehan. So what Maggie does is she is a cut flower grower, and again, totally sustainable. You know, this is what I try to go for if possible.
Yep.
So she grows everything without chemical pesticides and herbicides. And she grows like 50 varieties of annual and perennial cut flowers.
Whoa.
And does mainly for floral and wedding designers primarily. But Memorial Day through Labor Day, she does have a grab-and-go stand on the farm on Saturdays where people can come, and she has her buckets of flowers out, and you can come and get, you know, pick out what you want. She's over in Prairie Farm, so she's actually kind of... across, you know, as the crow flies from where Silver Creek Springs farm is. So, and actually it was random. As we were driving around, we happened to drive by Greenlight Farm when we were on our little journey, and then I was able to speak with Maggie as well. So a lot of her flowers go to Mill City Farmers Market, and that's mainly in May. So her biggest crop is tulips. And if people are interested, Inga with Around the Farm Table, was out at Green Light, and that episode hasn't aired yet.
Oh.
The full episode. But on YouTube, if you just type in Around the Farm Table Tulips, there's a 2-minute video of Maggie harvesting the tulips. So if people want to check that out, and I definitely want to go out there in the spring. She grows 30,000 tulips.
Whoa. 30,000?
Yes.
Good grief.
And every year, because they actually, floral growers pull the whole bulb out. You don't reuse the bulb because if the plant doesn't stay up to feed the bulb, you know, then it's not going to do anything
gotcha.
The next season.
Yeah.
The pulling the bulb also adds to the storage time because that food source is still there.
Sure.
To continue to feed the plant. and so she's got, you know, this 30,000 bulbs. So tulips are the big thing in the springtime. And then she does do another, it's actually a corm. It would be kind of similar to like what garlic is. People are familiar with that. But ranunculus, which I always knew ranunculus as buttercups, and I did not realize what an amazing cut flower that there's this whole group of annual ranunculus. Well, it's sort of an annual. It's kind of more like a glad or a dahlia where you would dig up. So those corms, she does save those from her ranunculus and stores them for the winter and then replants the same ones each spring.
That sounds like a lot of work. 30,000 bulbs to replant?
Well, right, and planting them each season. Not to mention the fact that she's pulling them up, harvesting them by hand.
Wow.
When they are ready to go, you know, cutting them off. And, of course, timing's everything. For cut flower, you need this stuff in the bud at the right time so that it can get to market and get to where it needs to go. And so she sells some stuff on the farm. She does have an online option as well, and then the Mill City's Farmers Market. And then, which I thought this was interesting, so there's this Twin City Flower Exchange, which is for growers in Wisconsin and Minnesota, and there's a drop-off hub in the cities. So the growers will drop their product off on Tuesdays, and then on Wednesdays, florists and wedding designers come and buy the product. And it sounds like this Twin City Flower Exchange is all chemical-free and local.
Wow.
So I thought that was...
interesting, because how else would we even know about that unless you told us?
Right.
Because I've never heard of that before.
Well, and of course, because it's meant more, you know, it's meant for the growers and then for the people who are buying, finding a way to get their product, and, you know, the people to go and buy that. And what it reminded me of is in the book, The Language of Flowers, it was set up like that in that story, which is a great book. At any rate, so Maggie has 8 acres total. 3 acres of that is in production. She grows things both, you know, in the ground, and she's got, I think, nine greenhouses, if I'm not mistaken. Where's my notes? Yep, 9 greenhouses. So I definitely, she's another one. She agreed to come on as a guest, and I would love to have her on. So you talk about, you know, a lot of work. So she created more work for herself by not wanting to waste. Because, you know, with cut flowers, we need things to be perfect, right? They can't be crooked or bent or, you know, these different things. Well, she wanted to reduce that waste. So in 2019, she started drying, because the majority of these plants aren't going to have another purpose otherwise.
Yeah.
So she started drying. So now for November and December, she sells dried flowers. So she makes them into a finished product, a lot of wreaths and things, and then she sells them directly to the customers. These aren't things that are going for wholesale.
Yeah.
So she is going to let me know. She'll have probably some on-the-farm stuff coming up, and so she'll get that information to me. So next month when I do the community calendar, for November and December. I'll have, if she has something set up, then I'll have that information if people want to go and check out her farm. And then, of course, it's a good time to buy gifts. You know, and the dried floral wreaths are beautiful. So it's just so cool. Oh, and then the other thing that she does, which this is good information for people to have. So Greenlight Farm offers bulk do-it-yourself, say, for weddings and parties. So she would, you know, cut a big bucket of flowers, and you would buy that big bucket of flowers and take that and then do your own arrangements.
Uh-huh.
Which I just thought is a great idea, and I hadn't, you know, I had not heard of that either. So, anyway, Bob, I had the best week meeting these awesome ladies and talking with them, and then getting out and about and seeing all these beautiful colors out in the. I just love the fall. It's my absolute.
It's a great time of the year. There's
favorite.
No doubt. Beauty is in all those colors.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, when we were driving, it was kind of like watching fire. I mean, it's ecstasy to me. It just makes it just all the things, the smells and the sights and the sounds. And it was interesting. We had stopped. Rusk County and Sawyer County was where we went on our other road trip. And we were in one of the areas there and had stopped on a little dock on the lake, and it was just gorgeous. And there was a dam there, and it was interesting because there was these poplars that were just blowing in the wind, and then you could hear the dam, and it kind of gave you that sensation that it was the leaves that you were hearing and not the water.
Yeah, and you were able to delude yourself to believe that, right?
It kind of was an illusion. It was really interesting. Oh, I should give out some information. If anybody wants to get a hold of Maggie directly, aside from doing it online, and Maggie, that's Greenlight Farm for the cut flowers, her number is 715-418-3880. And for Lisa Kofakis with Silver Creek Springs and Silver Creek Herbals, her number is 651-442-4478, and of course she's also available at the shop 12 to 6 Tuesday through Friday in just outside of Turtle Lake. Yes, and that Discover Wisconsin, if people want to look that up too, it was this episode about Turtle Lake. Bob, I was in tears. Like, we live in such an amazing place.
We do.
And so many great things are available for us to enjoy, and we have such great people. Like, I watch this Around the Farm Table and Discover Wisconsin, and it's like we have so many great people that are just doing amazing things and such great ways that we can support each other. And I love that, like the fact that Lisa gets stuff from Nancy at the Red Clover, and you know, and some of their products are available, say, right at Wild Meadow also, and you know, it's just and that everybody promotes each other. And
exactly, it's all about a big community, and it's all about local, and we should all just help each other, because that's what makes a great community.
Yes. And I recommend people, like, stop in before you have a cold, because you're not running around when you're sick, but stop in and see Lisa and maybe pick up that medicine bag. It's just had a great mix of things in there for a little first aid kit, or some of her body balms and in her sustainable packaging, which I just thought was so cool. So, and then I'll have these folks on, so of course some of this will be repeated, but coming from them versus coming from me is a whole different thing. So I can't wait to have guests on my show again.
All right. Well, I can't wait until we can do the show right here so I get to meet some of these people.
Yes. Oh, they're wonderful. They're wonderful.
I've talked to some of them on the phone, but that's not like in person.
And then I want to remind people, too, I guess this is part of my community calendar maybe, to check out Deep Roots tomorrow morning from 9 to 9:30.
There you go.
Because, boy, Sylvia, does she have a great program.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just so lovely. She's got those archives, and I went on and was listening to some of her archive programs, and wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. So
we're
definitely
time,
need
Sandra.
To connect with her. Yeah, and the governor was here, I guess, too, at Farm Table for the kickoff of
That's what I heard.
The
yep.
agritourism. I guess that was really, really nice, too. So we got good things happening in our community.
All the time. So thanks a lot, Sandra. We're out of time.
All right, everyone. Get out and enjoy the beautiful fall weather.
All
and
right.
We'll talk in November.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
You too, Bob. Thanks.
Sandra, the plant lady.